在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
The hearings come a week after the fifth anniversary of resolutions passed on July 22, 2004 by the House and the Senate declaring that genocide was taking place in Sudan. Less than 2 months later, then-Secretary of State Colin Powell concurred with Congress that genocide had been committed in Darfur, responsibility for which he said lay with Janjaweed militia forces supported by the government in Khartoum. The Obama administration has faced criticism that it has been slow to formulate an effective strategy towards Sudan and the situation in Darfur. On Thursday, U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan Scott Gratian will have an opportunity to lay out administration thinking and plans when he appears before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. A former envoy to Sudan, Richard Williamson, and U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, testified to the House Foreign Affairs Committee and the Subcommittee on Africa and Global Health about peacekeeping operations and the status of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement in Sudan. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Howard Berman discussed the hearings in an interview to be broadcast this Saturday on VOA's Press Conference USA.
A lot of resources have put into trying to deal with this issue. They haven't worked as well as we would have wanted, and we have to find ways to sharpen our efforts. We have to change what's going on. We have to protect the victims in Darfur and other parts of Sudan.
A resolution in the House of Representatives says that despite Congress's genocide declaration 5 years ago, the United Nations and countries with significant influence in Sudan, including China and certain Arab League nations, have yet to take significant action. As the House debated health care reform on Tuesday, Gwen Moore, a Wisconsin Democrat, rose to address the situation in Darfur.
I rise today to draw awareness to the unconscionable human tragedy that is still taking place in the Darfur region. It has been 5 years since the United States Congress declared genocide in Darfur, but thousands continue to perish.
Republican Representative Ileana Ross Lehtinen sponsored the resolution, which urges the U.S. and other nations to support a negotiated settlement to the conflict in Darfur and full implementation of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. In a statement supporting the measure, she said the U.S. must refocus efforts on Darfur and said Congress will not rest in pursuit of full implementation of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. The resolution also calls for governments to provide sufficient resources to support deployment of a fully constituted African Union United Nations mission in Darfur, and it urges parties to the conflict to stop attacks on civilians and humanitarian and peacekeeping operations and fully commit to finding a political solution. When he goes before the Senate committee on Thursday, U.S. Envoy Gratian will likely be asked about the status of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement that ended decades of conflict between the North and the South in Sudan. Also likely to come up will be the tense state of affairs between Sudan and Chad, which hosts about 250,000 refugees from Darfur. Chadian rebels have used Sudanese territory to launch attacks on Chadian government forces, disrupting humanitarian operations in the area. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.